and I'm nice to be in orbit.
And a happy new year to you, too. This is, in fact, Great Songs, But Nothing Good on WMFL in Medford. I'm Greg, and you're stuck with me for the next hour unless you have something better to do. We weren't here last week, for I was in Chicago at a baptism. Not mine, my niece's, but you were close. And congratulations to Zoe on taking the splash against Satan. Huzzah, huzzah. We started off with South Australia by the Pogues, and while we were away, it was the anniversary of David Bowie's passing, so we're going to start this long block with a number he sang when he went on tour in 1990 and did a show in Santiago, Chile. This is from a live radio broadcast at the Estadio Nacional. So here we are, Mr. Bowie.
This is a second to last show. Very sad for us, so we're going to sing at least three more for you, maybe more. This is very old. still don't know what I was waiting for. Time is running wild, a million dead end streets. Every time I thought I'd got it made, seemed the taste was not so sweet. Then I told myself to face me, but I never caught a glimpse how the others would see this breaker. I'm much too fast to take the test. I didn't want to have to be a rich man. Changes.
Face the changes.
I just want to be a different man. Time may change me. Oh, can trees die? No way. Watch your ripples change their size. Never so the days flow through my eyes. Still the days seem the same. And these children that they spit on, as you try to change your world, you're immune to their consultations. You're quite aware of what you're going through. Changes.
Changes.
Don't tell them to grow up and out of it. Changes.
Faces change.
Changes. Looks like you left them up to their necks and it. Time may change me. Oh, I can't trees stand. Hey,
strange fascination.
Fascinating. Changes. Changing. The place I go into. Changes.
Got
all your rock and rollers.
Changes.
Changes.
Faces change.
All right, let's run through all that again. We had David Bowie, Changes, live in Santiago, Chile in 1990. And then we had the Rolling Stones with Happy from Exile on Main Street. Ocean Alley with Confidence from Chascuro. LaRue with Bulletproof. And Nicole Willis and the Soul Investigators with the question, if this ain't love, don't know what it is. Don't know what is. Haha. So let's have ourselves a legally mandated PSA as we listen to the intermission music from West Side Story. Leonard Bernstein conducting, and yes, some maestro. I liked it. Some thoughts, but overall, very, very good. If you want to know my true thoughts, please send your questions on the back of a postcard. All right. Legally mandated PSA, don't drink and drive PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind a wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. And as far as scene report, you know, local goings-on, it's very brief. On the 24th at the Silhouette Lounge, you can see Daphne Blue Underworld with Sweet Petunia, Ivy Box, a member of the band Beef, that's Beef with three E's, and Simon, who it just says is on tour from Japan, so coming out to see Simon, why don't you? It's going to be a show at 8 p.m., 21 plus, $10, and I will also say this will be your last chance to, one of your last chances to see Daphne Blue Underworld do her stuff on this side of the pond, because she is decamping to London for 6 months. To really, give the English some thoughts about, you know, dreamy synth pop. And up next, I'm going to play you some Christopher Plummer.
Edelweiss. Edelweiss, every morning you greet me, small and white, clean and bright, you look happy to meet me. Blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow, bloom and grow forever. Edelweiss, Edelweiss, bless my homeland.
Said as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh. Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said, be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. Last 1 hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. Cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. All come to look for America. All come to look for America.
Oh.
And that is Guided by Voices with Hold on Hope from 1999's Do the Collapse. And before that was Simon and Garfunkel, America, and Edelweiss with Chris Plummer on the vocals. And Chris Plummer was supposed to sing the song in the movie Sound of Music, but at the last minute they dubbed him, even though he'd worked very hard to learn it, and apparently he was not very happy about it. But now you can listen to it, as I did, and you did earlier. Let's see. We're going to do something a little bit different for the rest of the show. We're going to play a nice long one with a preface because tomorrow is, in fact, Martin Luther King Day. And it would be one thing to just, you know, play a song about the man and leave it at that. In fact, that's what we'll be doing. I'll be playing a number by Nina Simone called Why the King of Love is Dead from live at it's from the Enough Said album. And it's recorded in Westbury, Connecticut at a music festival 3 days after Martin Luther King was assassinated, and it was written on the day of the assassination by the bass player, and they learned it in 3 days and dedicated the whole program, the whole festival set, everything was dedicated to the man. And so when Martin Luther King Day comes around, and this is particularly the case when I was little, it was a very narrow focus on the man. Bus boycott, and I Have a Dream speech, and then assassination. And you don't talk about, you know, the more controversial stances he took, none being more controversial than the Vietnam War. So I'm going to play an excerpt from a speech he gave a year to the day before he was assassinated. So it's just over a year before the song I'm going to play afterwards was recorded. And it was called Beyond Vietnam, A Time to Break Silence, and it was given at a meeting at the Riverside Church in New York City. And if you want to learn more about this or any other events in his life, I highly recommend the biography King by Jonathan Egg, which was given to me by Reverend Charlie. And it opens up with the line, there comes a time when silence is betrayal. And he was speaking in reference to the Vietnam War, but seeing as we live in a time where more than ever silence is betrayal when it comes to world events, then this makes the speech all the more relevant. And he comes out against the Vietnam War, and it's a very controversial thing to do because he had been moving towards that for a while, but this is the first thing that really focused it, and all the different threads were coming together. And he doesn't just talk about ending the Vietnam War as a conflict, but also addressing the root causes of it in terms of how America does business in more ways than one. And so this really, you know, was him stepping out in a new direction. And it was only a year later that he was gone and everything seemed to be truly on its head. But we are left with the speeches, and we're left with this, with the sense of what if, and we are left with this excerpt from his Vietnam War speech, and then a song by Nina Simone. So take a listen, and I'll see you on the other side.
Increasingly by choice or by accident, this is the role our nation has taken. The role of those who make peaceful revolution impossible by refusing to give up the privileges and the pleasures that come from the immense profits of overseas investments. I am convinced that if we are to get on the right side of the world revolution, we as a nation must undergo a radical revolution of values. We must rapidly begin the shift from a thing-oriented society to a person-oriented society when machines and computers, profit motives and property rights are considered more important than people. The giant triplets of racism, extreme materialism, and militarism are incapable of being conquered. A true revolution of values will soon cause us to question the fairness and justice of many of our past and present policies. On the one hand, we are called to play the Good Samaritan on life's roadside. That will be only an initial act. One day we must come to see that the whole Jericho Road must be transformed, so that men and women will not be constantly beaten and robbed as they make their journey on life's highway. True compassion is more than flinging a coin to a beggar. It comes to see that an edifice which produces beggars needs restructuring. Revolution of values will soon look uneasily on the glaring contrast of poverty and wealth. With righteous indignation, it will look across the seas and see individual capitalists of the West investing huge sums of money in Asia, Africa, and South America, only to take the profits out with no concern for the social betterment of the countries, and say, this is not just. It will look at our alliance with the landed gentry of South America and say, this is not just. Western arrogance of feeling that it has everything to teach others and nothing to learn from them is not just. A true revolution of values will lay hand on the world order and say of war, this way of settling differences is not just. This business of burning human beings with napalm, of filling our nation's homes with orphans and widows, of injecting poisonous drugs of hate into the veins of peoples normally humane, sending men home from dark and bloody battlefields, physically handicapped and psychologically deranged, cannot be reconciled with wisdom, justice, and love. A nation that continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual death.
We want to do a tune written for today, for this hour, for Dr. Martin Luther King. We stated before that the whole program is dedicated to his memory, but this tune is written about him and for him, and so we had yesterday to learn it, and so we'll see. Once upon this planet Earth lived a man of humble birth, preaching love and freedom for his fellow men. He was dreaming of the day peace would come to earth stay, and he spread this message all across the land. Turn the other cheek, he'd plead, love thy neighbor was his creed. Pain, humiliation, death, he did not dread. With his Bible at his side, from his foes he did not hide. It's hard to think that this great man is dead. Oh yeah. Well, the murders never cease. Are they men or are they beasts? Or do they ever hope, ever hope to gain? Will my country is it too late for us all? And did Martin Luther King just die in vain? Cause he'd seen the mountaintop. And he knew he could not stop. Always living with the threat of death ahead. Folks, you'd better stop and think, 'cause we're headed for the brink. Now that he is dead, he was for equality for all people, you and me, full of love and goodwill. Hate was not his way. He was not a violent man. Bigotry had sealed his face. We can all shed tears, but it won't change. People, will they ever learn? Must you always kill with burn and burn with guns and kill with guns and burn? Don't you know how we got to react? Don't you know what it will bring? But he had seen the mountaintop. He could not stop. Always living with the threat of death ahead. Folks, you'd better stop and think. Everybody knows we're on the brink. Will happen now that the king is dead. I'm gonna say he'd seen the mountaintop, and he knew he could not stop. Always living with a threat of death ahead. Folks, you'd better stop and think and feel again. Are we headed for the brink? What's gonna happen now in all of our cities? My people are rising. At that one moment that you know what life is. If you have to die, it's all right, 'cause you know what life is. You know I heard that, well, we've heard all kinds of stories, but I heard that this was his favorite song, at least at the near the end of his life. Last year, a year ago, maybe more longer than that now, Lorraine Hansberry left us, and she was a dear friend. And she had her favorite song, and then Langston Hughes left us, Coltrane left us, Otis Redding left us. You can go on. Do you realize how many we have lost? Then it really gets down to reality, doesn't it? Not a performance. Not microphones and all that crap. But really something else. We've lost a lot of them in the last 2 years. But we have remaining Monk, Miles. I love you too. And of course, for those that we have left, we're thankful, but we can't afford any more losses. Oh no. Oh my God. They're shooting us down one by one. Don't forget that. Because they are killing us one by one. Well, all I have to say is that those of us who know how to protect those of us that we love, stand by them and stay close to them. And I say that if there'd been a couple more, a little closer to Dr. King, he wouldn't have got it, you know, really. Just a little closer to him. Stay there. Stay there. We can't afford any more losses. He had seen mountaintop, and he knew he could not stop. Always living with a threat, dead ahead. Come on, Sam. Folks, you'd better stop and think while we're almost to the brink. What will happen now that the king of love is dead?
And that is Nina Simone with Why the King of Love is Dead from 1968's Enough Said. And that'll do it for us here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg, and won't you please, pretty please, do something educational and uplifting tomorrow, and then come back next week for more of the same, except slightly different. Ta-ta, one and all.